Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Don't do it. It's 94.1 KODJ with Meredith and AJ. Good morning.
You realize we are 31 days away from having a high school graduate? Yeah.
I was feeling old, and now I'm feeling ancient.
If you want to give your grad a shout-out on the radio, you can leave us a message on the iHeartRadio app using TalkBack feature. We'll play it.
Hello, world. Here's a song that we're singing.
Come on, get happy. Stay positive.
Come on, get happy.
It's Meredith and AJ's Good News Story of the Day.
We'll make you happy.
And it's brought to you by KindlyMD.com. Last week, a 71-year-old man survived a severe car accident in Minnesota after his SUV struck a light pole and then a guardrail. Then it caught on fire and trapped him inside.
Okay.
We just found the dash cam video of this,
crazy.
And it is insane. Mm-hmm. About a half a dozen people pull over the side of this freeway and run over to the car. They're risking their own lives as they're desperately trying to get the car doors open, but they can't because it's blocked by the guardrail. The car's on fire. They eventually were able to pull him out of a window to safety, and miraculously, no one was injured. I mean, Sam, who was in the car, had some minor injuries from the crash, but that was it. And here's one of the bystanders talking about it.
It's 100% a miracle. If strangers had not come together to form this community to get this man out of the car, I don't think he would still be here today.
There's no way. And when you see the video, you'll be like, yeah, there's no way.
Yeah, I remember growing up watching Chips, Ponch and John, you know, pulling people from burning cars on the side of the road, and then the car would explode, and you're like, yeah, that'll never happen. And then there's this dash cam in 2024, and you're like, no, the exact thing that happened then is happening now, and there was no police around, so they had to do it themselves, these bystanders, man. Crazy.
Heroes coming from all over the place, jumping in to help.
Good news every morning at 6:40 and 9:10.
Need more caffeine? They do, too. Grab a beverage while Meredith and AJ do the same. This is 94.1 KODJ.
Was absolutely the most dumb, hilarious.
Oh my gosh.
If you want to see that video, I'll tell you what, I'll put this up on the Meredith and AJ Facebook page.
Everyone needs to see that.
Everyone needs to see Steve Martin as King Tut.
Spoiler alert from last night's American Idol. How did our girl do? Kay Brienne? Did she make it to the top 10?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
She did.
Did ya?
Top 10. She is on fire.
Atta girl. Chris Pratt and Katherine Schwarzenegger, Mr. and Mrs., right? So they bought this house. It's called the Zimmerman House in L.A. Everybody knows about this house. They wanted to be closer to Maria Shriver, which would be Katherine's mom. The house is this architectural phenomenon, and they tore it down. They bought it to tear it down. $12.5 million to tear it down to build a new home that they really, really, really want.
It was a historical
home. Some
people
are like, well, of course Chris Pratt would have no taste, and how dare he? And then other people are like, the place was kind of like a pit, so it's cool.
Yeah, when you got that kind of money, you do what you want.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this wouldn't even be a story if they wasn't a movie star. Buy the house, tear it down, do what you want. It's your property.
At Victoria Beckham's 50th birthday celebration, which, by the way, included a surprise Spice Girls reunion.
Mm.
Tom Cruise apparently stole the show when he started breakdancing.
Oh, Tom Cruise.
Everyone was like dumbfounded. Like, he was doing the splits. He was spinning.
He just shows up and does the weirdest stuff. He is the most awkwardly weird dude at stuff like this.
Tom Cruise breakdances, and now we know.
Somebody's got to have video. Somebody's got to have video.
Wait for it.
And then there's the final story here this morning about Alec Baldwin smacking a phone out of just a random dude's
hand. What happened?
Well, he was confronted at a coffee shop, asked to say free Palestine. I think that was what they kept saying to him.
Yeah.
And it was like he was just trying to make a cup of coffee, and this crazy lady keeps hounding him, and even the employees at the coffee shop are like, would you just let him be? And he opens the door. He's like, you can go now. they just wouldn't stop. And finally, he smacks the phone, like, because he's human. And
I would have to.
Everybody knows he's got a temper, but I'm sure it's going to get him into some sort of trouble. She keeps saying to him, like, how did you get away with murder and this rust set and all this stuff? He's like, come on, man. Just let me be. I'm making coffee. All right. We've got chances to win coming up, 7:25.
Kevin James tickets. KODJ. What was on your lunchbox as a kid? Talk about nostalgic lunchboxes. And while you think about it, okay. In case you didn't remember, I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Stanley and Joanna Gaines are teaming up.
Oh, that's a match made.
Not for a Stanley mug, but for a Stanley lunchbox.
Okay.
They're bringing back the. It's going to be a retro, classic looking lunchbox, but with a new look.
Spin.
$55.
Oh, jeez Louise. Okay.
Lunchbox.
I had Alf.
Of course you had Alf.
I had Alf.
I was going to say probably something like that or MASH.
So stupid. I remember getting it and it had like the little like thermos inside.
Yes.
And it had the logo and the picture of Alf on the side. And I would put like SpaghettiOs in there. Yeah. Hot. And they would still be hot at lunch.
Of
and
course.
I was like, yes, I got hot SpaghettiOs.
I don't remember, but I probably had like strawberry shortcake or rainbow bright, something like that.
Well, we asked listener Diana if she could have a lunchbox from her childhood. What would she want on it?
I would definitely want to have a box with my favorite game from my childhood, which was Pretty Princess.
Oh, there you go, Meredith.
Pretty Princess.
Yeah, because Barbie was so cliche, you had to go some other route.
It had to be different.
Different.
Everybody had Barbie.
Oh, I love it. What a great question to ask him. What was on your childhood lunchbox?
570-9400, or you can leave us a talkback message on the iHeartRadio app.
Now, it's AJ's Totally Random Fact.
Brought to you by the Law Tigers Motorcycle Lawyers.
So the golf ball has a certain number of dimples to be regulation. 336 used to be the number. That number has increased in the last 3 years. Due to manufacturing specs, a golf ball must now have 339 dimples.
Does it make a difference?
It does. It very much makes a difference on the flight of the golf ball.
Huh.
Now, three things you need to know with Meredith and AJ.
Well, there's a movement to reintroduce cursive writing in schools. Why? Because IQ scores have dropped for the first time in a century, and a lot of people think it's technology that's to blame. So seven states are now requiring the teaching of cursive again, including Utah.
Cursive is the reason student scores are dropping?
Cursive, but having the devices in the classrooms all the time, like, you know, kids are given a computer.
Gotcha.
And they do all their work on this computer, and they don't write anything anymore.
Yeah.
Like, do you remember when we were in school, we wanted to take notes, you wrote them down. Now kids are just typing them on the computer, and they're not.
Yeah, I actually have PTSD from all the writing.
Like, basic skills are going out the window.
Darn it, these kids need to learn that kind of drama.
Kids don't even know how to properly sign their name because they don't know cursive.
That's kind of true.
So Ryan Smith explained how our NHL team name is going to be decided. He says it's going to be a bracket. An 8-name bracket, and fans will vote. So we will have the final say. Trademark applications have been filed now for 7 names. Utah Blizzard, Venom, Fury, Yetis, Outlaws, Utah Hockey Club, and Utah HC. So there's still one more to be decided on, and then we'll vote after that.
Mosquitoes still not making the top 7.
No one likes a mosquito. And there's a new report from the Wall Street Journal that reveals the top 10 U.S. cities for job seekers.
Okay.
And Salt Lake is number one.
Well, of course we are.
We are number one for job seekers and also entrepreneurs.
Job seekers. You may not find a job, but you can seek better than most places in Utah.
We have the best seeking. Like.
Hide and seeking for jobs. You can seek. You may not find. I'm kidding. That's not cool.
Meat Eater Live is coming, and we've got tickets at 8:25.
Wait, did you say Meat Eater?
I did say
Meat
Eater.
It's a dude, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I love this. Coming up.
94.1 KODJ. Good morning.
It's Meredith and AJ. I suddenly just am craving my mom's biscuits and gravy. You know how you have that one dish that mom makes that's better than any other
lasagna.
Dish? Yeah, your mom makes a killer lasagna. My mom makes a killer biscuits and gravy. Jessica.
My mom made the best beef stew. I mean, she doesn't actually eat meat, so she makes a vegetarian style for herself.
Oh.
But it's so delicious. She makes it overnight. And then you wake up in the morning and the whole apartment smells like heaven.
Oh, my delicious. God.
Beef stew. Okay. All
when right, your mom makes something that she doesn't even eat,
she knows you like it.
That's
well, I bring
mom,
it up. Yeah. There is a new study, of course, but this always comes with a caveat. A New York Post saying what a stay-at-home mom's would make if they got paid. Now, this always seems to update, and it's never enough. We'll see if the new data shows that it's such. New York City mothers would be making $4,300 for their domestic labor each month. San Francisco moms, $5,100.96. If you go down the list here of Utah cities, it's around $3,700.
A month? That's a pretty good salary.
No, it's not. What? That's barely $3,700 a month. Do the math real fast, because that is terrible.
That's over $44,000 a year.
Exactly. Why am I on the mom side on this one? And you're like, yeah, it's kind of enough. No, I think you couldn't pay them enough. Like, I advocate for $100,000 for teachers all the time. Mm-hmm. And I kind of do it with my tongue in cheek because I know they'll never get, like, that won't ever happen. But it needs to happen. And moms, I think they deserve a stipend. Like, I think we need to start making sure moms who take care of the children at home, whether it's full-time or part-time, deserve a wage that somebody pays them, even if it's just their husband, or boyfriend, daddy, a wife. I don't care. I'm just saying, like, it's not enough because Basel, Switzerland, it's $5,300 a month. Geneva, Switzerland, $5,200 a month. Switzerland is a very expensive place to live, too. Mm-hmm. And that's the other thing. The cost of living is lower in these places where they might be making a little bit less.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I think stay-at-home moms deserve full-time with benefits. Give them the benefits from the federal government. That's what I say.
I like this soapbox that you're on. I'm just going to let you keep
total
going.
Social communist thing going on here, but moms deserve it.
I would take the $44,000 on top of what I'm making for this job. Like, okay, I would take that as supplement. Okay. But if, stay-at-home moms, that's your only job. I'm sure there's a lot of dads out there. And I'm not putting dads down when I say this, but I'm sure there's a lot of dads out there that don't know, like, little things, because these are the things that moms always keep track of. Like, do you know your kids...
No.
The name of your kid's doctor?
No.
Do you know when their next dentist appointment is?
No.
Do you know their teacher's name?
No.
Or what time they have recess?
No. Maybe that's like, we need like a dad ACT and a mom ACT, and the scores depend on who gets the money every month. I don't know. I just felt like getting on my soapbox for a minute, because I was like, that's not enough. You could pay them $20,000 a month. It wouldn't be enough. It's just not. So anyway, moms, I love you. Apparently Meredith is anti-mom this morning.
I'm not anti-mom.
Maybe
I don't do as much as other moms.
I'm the dad. Yeah, well, fair enough.
94.1 KODJ. It's Meredith and AJ, and it's National Bus Driver Appreciation Day. Thank you to all the bus drivers for putting up with those kids on your bus. I remember this bus driver, Bonnie. She was so sweet, and I was always running late, so I would finish doing my hair in the seat right behind her with, like, my rave hairspray and everything. Yeah. I probably... drowned her in rave hairspray over the years.
Well, let's shout out to the bus drivers that deal with the grown-ups too, please, because we can be difficult too.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.